Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
All right, that is how things, of course, started off. Chalk early on. Let's talk about the rest of the draft, the NFC East, and the Atlanta Falcons here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby.
Boy, Chop, did you take the parlay? Gray nails for Caleb Williams and crying?
I did not.
The crying
did not.
Was like, wasn't the crying, it was like, does he cry no minus 2,000? Like, I think that was, yeah. And Gray was not the favorite for the nails. You could have.
Did he cry?
He did. Yeah. They cut, you didn't see it initially, but they cut to a replay and he's like wiping his eyes, which I think should count. I don't know how the sports book rules that. But
the early things I was following was, what was Eminem going to do? They had him out there to start
That's
off.
Sad, man.
What?
It's just sad watching old Eminem.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
What was sad about it?
Just the, like,
Bassick brought up the best point.
Just the corny, like, energy of, like, yeah, come on, Detroit. It's like, dude, you're, like, age into being, like, an upstanding, like, former rapper. Like, you don't have to hold on to, I'm angry, 32 years old, and, like, oh, I still want to beat Kim up. And like,
no, that was Bassick's question. He goes, how tough is it? How much energy do you think it takes for Eminem to act angry all the time?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, do you think he's acting? And he's like, yeah. He's like, so I was just trying to, like, picture, like, smiling, jolly Eminem behind the scenes.
It's, you know, it's like Marvelous Marvin Hagler. You know, he said it's really easy to get up at 4 a.m. to train when you ain't sleeping in silk sheets. You know, like, at Eminem, you know, when he started, like, there was a, you know, and this happens to, I'm sure, a lot of guys that are in certain industries that, you know, you start one way where you don't have a whole lot, and then all of a sudden you have a whole lot, and it's kind of hard to keep the same energy that you used to have.
And then the world was wondering whether Roger Goodell was going to hug everyone because he had back surgery 3 weeks ago, and he did. He did execute the hugs.
The button decision from Roger Goodell, that was a very open chest for Roger Goodell. It was an interesting choice. He had that lidocaine patch walk all night, though.
All right, let's go to the chalk. Yes, he did. Jaden Daniels. Was he trying to scare off the Commanders? The Commanders were not scared away. They take the LSU quarterback at number 2, and Bobby is applauding.
Yep. Bust. I just do not believe in Jaden Daniels.
He looks like his whole body looks like Bryce Young. He's like a taller Bryce Young when I'm watching him.
Yeah,
he runs more than Bryce, but I'm just talking about, like, body type. I'm like, okay.
I mean, he's thin.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the things that we were talking about it last night. The Commanders are like, got to get offensive line, got to get offensive line. It's like, yeah, you do, because you got to make sure that people don't hit that guy. Like, there is a sincere chance of breaking down. What's funny is he started at Arizona State. We were talking about this last night. Ricky Pearsall from Florida gets drafted by the 49ers at the back end. And now everybody's like, oh, is that because they're trading Ayuk?
Yeah. Debo and Ayuk have been trending since last night. Yeah. That Debo is going to be gone.
2019, how did Herm Edwards screw up Arizona State football team with freshman quarterback Jaden Daniels throwing to Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall?
Yeah, it was. they had a squad. I mean, they had a squad. I I haven't studied tape on Jaden Daniels. I watched a lot of him in college.
Well,
but this scares the hell out of me. It's because they have an upside. We don't know. We could say what we know. We don't know. So either they have a quarterback, and this is my philosophy.
Well, Drake may have scared you too. Everyone has an upside, except for JJ McCarthy.
Any quarterback that was drafted would have scared me because it's an upside from what they have currently. So either Jaden Daniels hits and that's scary, or he misses big time and that's scary because they'll just get a high pick.
Drake May to the New England Patriots at 3. Marvin Harrison, who did not sign his licensing deal, so he's not in the new Madden video game. A lot of smoke around Marvin Harrison. A lot of Caleb Williams.
That's gun residue, right?
big car wash money. Big car wash
money. Dude, Bassick on the mic last night. Oh, my God. That should have been a live stream. He was talking about Jerry Jones, and then he said, Marvin Harrison Jr., whose dad was a killer. And I gasp and I grab Mike and he goes, on the field. And I'm like, man, Bassett, he was magnificent. Nice. He was incredible.
Nice.
And then, Bobby, you said he would be gone quick. Joe Alt off the board to the Chargers at number 5.
Yeah, but that was still surprising to all of us because Joe Alt had been a name you had heard tied to the Chargers the whole time. But it was the late push, including from somebody like Daniel Jeremiah, who is the Chargers radio broadcaster and everything else, was J.C. Latham. That's the tackle that they want. So when Alt went and they didn't trade out of the pick, that was when the draft started for us. Draft starts at 5. What do the Chargers do? Do they bail out? Yeah. If they take a player, who are they taking? How does it, you know, push dominoes down and change everything up? And so that was a little surprise to me. But he is, if you want to talk about like a handful of guys in there who it's like, safe. You can feel good that that's going to be a good player, not a lot of bust potential.
Right, just like Chase Young, Joe safe. Alt.
No, I mean, Chase Young was, there were issues with Chase Young that you could look at and say it's possible. Alt is going, I don't know that Alt is ever going to be a top 5 tackle in the NFL, but he's not going to be a black hole. Like his margin for error is just, it's not very big.
Speaking of the Chargers.
Justin Herbert trade talks last night, apparently.
Yes, sir.
That surfaced. I don't know if it wasn't technically last night. It was at the combine and over the last couple of weeks.
Adam Schefter saying that the Patriots and...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Vikings inquired.
Good for them.
Quickly denied.
Good for them for asking. I mean, you don't know. You know, she ain't going to say yes if you don't ask. But, I mean, look, even if the Chargers wanted to get rid of him, they would have owed so much money in cap charges, $63 million this year alone.
That's cap.
Just to move on from him, and then you're going to move on to a player that, yeah, I mean.
What if you tell Harbaugh, all right, we can trade him, we can get a boatload, and draft McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. He said McCarthy to him is best quarterback in the draft. Yeah, better than Caleb Williams. He did. He got asked about him last night in his press conference about J.J. McCarthy, which is a little weird. Like, talk to us about what the Vikings did. I get the connection. But he said last night, he was like, that's where J.J. wanted to go, was Minnesota. He's like, I knew that's where he wanted to go. So I'm happy for him. My favorite quote last night from Harbaugh. Boy, it's so good to have Harbaugh back in the NFL. Yes. It's better. He had said he sat down and picked an offense.
Yesterday we played Peyton Manning. He didn't let McCarthy go to Peyton's camp because he couldn't miss one day of practice.
Couldn't miss one day of practice, yep.
They traded Keenan Allen, like Austin Eckler's gone. Like they don't have a ton of weapons for Justin Herbert. So he sat down at his presser last night. He said, I know the question is going to come up about weapons. the offensive line is a weapon. When we talk about attacking an offense, offensive line is the tip of the spear. I love that he just sits down and goes like, I know they want to ask about weapons, so I'll just get ahead of this. Offensive line's a weapon, baby.
To the New York Giants, a lot of people were wondering about quarterback. A lot of people thought that Malik Nabers was going to go ahead of Marvin Harrison. Nabers goes to the Giants from LSU.
That dude is really, really good. He also has – one of the things you started hearing a little bit about during the draft process as it went along was just there are questions about maturity and some off-the-field stuff with Nabers. And so, really good player. But, I mean, I think there is some question about, like, okay, is this Odell Beckham? Is this another LSU receiver that you're going to pick and comes in here and is a little bit difficult to manage? So, I mean, he's really good, though. It's just it'd be nice if they had somebody to throw him the ball.
And that's the thing. To me, this was like – this was a great – this could have been scary. They could have taken a quarterback, but this is a great pick for me because I don't believe in Daniel Jones, and I don't think they've got – they got any better now because he can't throw. He can't play.
Well, now
– he's KP.
KP.
Let's – move on down to the story of the night. At number 8, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr. And my pluckers, and I'm sure every other pluckers that we covered, along with the entire sports world, exploded.
Exploded. A what? A whoa? A are you kidding me?
We covered this. We brought this up. Adam Schefter, credit. Adam Schefter brought that up in his notes a couple of days ago, because Michael Lombardi is like, oh, the Atlanta Falcons, because he's destroying them because they killed his boy Belichick and ignored him. And he's like, why would you ever question the great Atlanta Falcons and everything they do? Well, they're being questioned right now. Any way to spin it and justify this?
Yeah, that they took a look at Kirk's ankle and they're like, this ain't it.
Oh.
How does he pass the physical to sign him?
Great question. I don't know.
Do you really trust physicals like that?
Yeah. That's it. That's the only thing I can think of.
I thought it did.
The only thing I can think of is this the Green Bay Packer approach?
Yeah, but like the whole point
that
we've always
applauded the Packers for.
But you've had that guy in your building for 15 years. You just paid a guy. It was a month ago you paid this dude.
It was a month ago you paid him. And Michael Penix then won't start until he's 28 years old.
Bam.
That's a problem. Like that's a big issue. That means you're going to get The whole point of a rookie quarterback is the contract. It's not the play, it's the contract, and they just lost it. This is an organization first of all, they're 5 games over 500 over the last 20 years. That's with, whether you like Matt Ryan or not, borderline Hall of Fame quarterback play for half that time.
Yes.
All right, and in the last four drafts.
Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, in the last four drafts, they've spent top 10 picks on a running back, tight end, and a quarterback they don't need. That is a poverty franchise.
They deserve it. I don't know, because I know you're at Pluckers and everything else. Did you see the statement from Kirk's agent?
Yeah.
Which was, it's Mike McCartney, not Mike McCarthy. It's Mike McCartney, the agent.
Paul's brother.
Yes, it was a big surprise. We had no idea this was coming. The truth is the whole league had no idea this was coming. We got no heads up. Kirk got a call from the Falcons when they were on the clock. That was the first we heard. It never came up in any conversation. He added, there are 250,000 fans in Detroit tonight. I got 250,000 texts tonight. So they're unhappy. I don't understand what you're doing. Why did you pay him? This just doesn't make sense to me.
No.
I'm not saying you shouldn't pay Kirk Cousins, and I'm not saying you shouldn't draft Michael Penix 8th overall, but I am saying I don't know why you would pay Kirk Cousins and draft Michael Penix 8th overall, a guy with massive injury concerns who needs to kind of play right now.
Yeah, he's old. He's too old.
He's 33 years old. He needs to play right now.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, Atlanta was in a position when they went into the offseason. They knew that Michael Penix was going to be there at 8. Right?
Yeah.
They absolutely knew.
Yeah.
Or they knew that one of the quarterbacks was going to be there. They didn't need to sign Kirk Cousins if they really wanted to hone in on Michael Penix.
Yeah.
They could have just avoided this all the entire time.
And I could maybe justify this for them if they got Penix at the end of last night. Or early today, and was like, we'll keep him, we'll hold him
at 8,
and we'll give him up for a mid round first. Yeah. But they did it at 8.
At eight, he's got to play.
Like, you're never going to trade him. You're never going to deal him for something better than 8.
No, he's got to play.
Like, by all accounts, this is an all time stupid move. By all accounts,
you can't trade Cousins. It's not like Cousins is going to have trade value in a year. We're going to be like, oh, we'll just move Kirk. And
the only way they can salvage this is if Cousins gets hurt. That's it. Kirk is gone for the year, like last year. you know, and Penix goes in there. That's the only way. It's like they almost have to root for Cousins to get hurt in order to salvage this and not look stupid.
I have no idea what. I don't understand the thought process. And I know a couple people in Atlanta.
Well,
like I had texted last night, a few of them just like,
yo. Lemon pepper wings? Lemon pepper blue?
No. I was like, how's everything over there tonight? And somebody texted back and they're like, need a stiff drink. And it was not like off, but I'll tell you what, I said it last night right after the pick. I said, this is the most shocked I've been by a pick since Jalen Smith got taken at 34.
You were shocked by that?
Jalen Smith? With a blown out knee, when everybody was talking about he would go completely undrafted. Yeah, that was stunning to me.
All right, what did the Eagles do? And if you heard 5:30, you may want to hear 6:40 on what Micah Parsons thought about the Cowboys' newest player. That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.